My guest is Congressman Cory Gardner this morning. In the interest of time, Cory, let's move on to our next subject that's in the news right now. That's immigration reform. And it came out this past week that Speaker John Boehner said, not going to move forward with immigration reform right now because, quite frankly, we can't trust the president to not mess around with it.
I think any immigration plan that we talked about, and I do believe we need immigration reform because clearly the system is broken, but it has to start with border security. And we have to know that the border is secure, that we've met those benchmarks that we've put in place through a verifiable, certifiable system. And that's where I think the lack of trust with this president has really come into play. So the challenge for us is, of course, to let's meet those criteria, let's get the documentation in place, and let's make sure then that we have the border secure to move on with the rest of the immigration reform. I think a guest worker program for agriculture and other things is very important, and that's a part and parcel of border security. So while we rebuild this trust with the president, I think we have to continue focusing on those first steps.
You know, one thing that continually amazes me, Cory, and you know, I've made no secret about where I stand politically, but is that when we're talking about illegal immigrants, the first word in that is illegal, which means against the law, but yet, as you know, you and I are chastised because we're so heartless, even though this is someone who is technically breaking the law. And personally, I'm not saying I don't want that person in my country. What I'm saying is do it the legal way.
Well, and we all value the role of immigrants. Most of us were immigrants at one point or other in our family's history, but we are a nation of laws, and we've got to make sure that our law is enforced. And the fact is, over the past several decades, the law has not been up to par, and that's why when we talk about immigration reform, we talk about making sure that the law is enforced and that the reforms are made to make the law workable, but then to not repeat the same thing we did in 1986 all over again in 10, 20 years from now. So I think there is need for reform, but the bottom line is the president has to show a willingness to make sure that the law is enforced and to be able to work with Congress. And really the fact that it's unfortunate that the fact this president put no effort into building relationships with Congress over the past 4 years on either side of the aisle, it's really starting to hurt his policy efforts now.
Yeah, well, and just to remind people, you mentioned what happened in 1986. That's when illegals were granted amnesty, and it was kind of like a reboot to start over, but yet here we are in the same situation again.
Well, and it was promised, too, then that we'll do this and we'll secure the border, and that's how we'll fix the problem, and then ended up never being enforced and secured. So, you know, we can't just do the same thing we did then and expect a different result.
Yeah, exactly. Congressman Cory Gardner with me. Let's talk about some things that you're working on personally, and one of those that's a real concern right now is the spiking price of propane. And, of course, living out here in rural America, propane is so important, and when that price spikes like it has, takes a huge chunk out of budgets.
You know, we've seen and we've heard stories of people who have had their propane spike from $2 to $6, you know, the fact that so many in rural America, rural Colorado, rely on propane for their home, their ranch operations, something that we can do that is going to help limiting, making sure that we provide regulatory relief on the transportation front, transportation waivers to allow vehicles to carry more hours of service, regulations to let people get the propane to where it needs to go so that we can provide some relief. Those are measures that we can take, and also making sure that the president is aware of this problem. John, I was contacted by a family from Weld County who basically could only afford 1 week of propane to heat their home, and now they are relying on one wood-burning stove to heat their entire home. You know, the rooms, the bedrooms, the living rooms, you name it, one wood-burning stove, we simply have to have some relief.
Well, and, you know, being the cynical individual I am sometimes, that's when I stand up and say, so where's the compassion here?
Right, and that's why, you know, and people always say, well, you're asking for government intervention, and if they actually listen to what I'm saying, no, actually, let's get the government out of the way.
Right.
So that the market can solve the problem. Let's make sure that we get rid of some of the regulations that are impeding the ability to build infrastructure and to get the product to where it needs to go.
And that's pretty much a blanket statement for everything as far as I'm concerned.
Well, and so the people who say, oh, it's a big government solution, I'd say, no, actually, it's a free market solution that will help.
Congressman Cory Gardner with me. Moving on, again, in the interest of time, there's been a lot of concern, some rumblings out there from FEMA that the flood relief for those who suffered this past fall in flooding here in northern Colorado and along the Front Range, that maybe that flood relief is going to be held up or not coming at all, and that's something that you're concerned about and in contact with FEMA on.
Well, the FEMA sent out a letter to various county officials stating that the projects, reconstruction projects, could be held up because of habitat for the Preble's Meadow jumping mouse. Now, if you've wiped out a bridge and because of the flood, for them to say that they're going to hold up relief is simply outrageous. Now, this mouse has a very checkered history in Colorado. It's cost taxpayers millions of dollars in the state, whether it's farmland trying to mitigate agricultural areas, irrigation areas because of the habitat, or Reuter-Hess Reservoir that was delayed greatly because of the Preble's Meadow jumping mouse. And scientists disagree on whether or not the mouse is even endangered at all. So, again, this is a mouse that has caused significant issues, and it should not stop or impede flood relief. The good news is, John, thanks to our efforts, when the statement went out, they said that this mouse could cause delays. After we sent out our letter, it was about 24 hours later that we received a response from Fish and Wildlife Service saying that this mouse will not delay flood relief. So we did get a positive response, and we made a difference.
Well, let me just say, anything we can do to endanger mice is a good thing.
You know, when scientists in Denver, Colorado, say that it may or may not exist as a separate species, and then they're going to hold up relief, it's pretty amazing to think about.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, one other thing we wanted to talk a little bit about this morning, Corey, is rural economic development.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that I'm passionate about, and it comes from growing up in eastern Colorado, making sure that our communities, our main streets are strong, whether it's Fort Morgan, whether it's Ray, whether it's Yuma, everywhere in between and beyond, we have to make sure that we have a reason for families to stay on the farm and ranch and to come back to those small communities, bringing new people with them. And while it may be easier for a bigger community to survive closer to Denver than others, places like Fort Morgan and Yuma are a heck of a long ways away from those bedroom community type of jobs. And so we need to have that economic development take place within the town. So we'll be looking at tax relief, we'll be looking at regulatory relief, we'll be looking at education reforms and healthcare reforms in a bill geared toward making sure we have the strongest possible rural economies.
Well, one thing that's been very heartening for me, Corey, is seeing the collaboration between communities and counties and regions within the state of Colorado as far as economic development goes, understanding that it's not about me and my backyard, it's about us and our area.
That's right. If the road's no good going through Fort Morgan to get to Akron, nobody's going to want to go to Akron. And so we are a regional economy in many ways. And, of course, the goods that we produce, the products that we raise, they're going around the world. So it is very much a regional effort.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, Corey, it's always a pleasure to visit with you. For those who need to get in contact with you to talk about any of these issues or any others, what is the best way to do that?
They can feel free to contact my office here in Washington at 202-225-4676. Always join me on Twitter at Rep. Corey Gardner or Facebook, Congressman Corey Gardner. Would love to hear from everybody.
Corey, always a pleasure to have you on, and here's hoping that you pick out the perfect gift for your lovely wife this weekend.
Hey, thanks, John. Thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
All right, Congressman Cory Gardner, my guest this morning here on the talk show. We appreciate his time very much and his candor. Always a pleasure to visit with Corey. Not only our congressman, but he's been a very good friend of mine for a number of years as well. So always nice to visit with a friend. It's 8:58. Stay tuned for news coming up here on the Big Morning Show. I'm John Waters. Good morning. Thank you.
It's your news. It's your life. It's your station.